Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a cloud, Samet Ches, and we're learning Simon Dalet. So Chayyadim moves on to again to another important cloud and how to do mitzvahs properly. And this is the concept called Oisik B'mitzvah. How Oisik B'mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. So a person is involved in mitzvah A, he is not mechuyev to switch and get involved in mitzvah B. How do we know that? Yafinun Mirksiv U'Balatachov HaDerech. So, when you are going in the way, so we understand, the Chazal understand that the word of Balachtukha, when you're going, means something which you're doing of your own volition, something which you are not mechuyev to do, it's your own choice, as opposed to something which the Torah is requiring you to do. Balachas didoch chayev. The Torah gave us a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That mitzvah applies when you're going for your own needs. The mitzvah, if a person would be traveling for mitzvah purposes, is potter. If a person would be traveling for mitzvah purposes, he's potter. So now, what's important is that the Torah gave us this halacha to tell me that even though the person is not actually doing the mitzvah, but he is traveling as part of the process to be able to do the mitzvah, that's considered part of the mitzvah. So a person is traveling, the Torah gave an example, a person is traveling in order to redeem a captive. Somebody was, Chas V'Shalom, was taken captive by bandits, and he gathered the money, and he went to redeem the captive. So the actual mitzvah is the redemption process, but even the traveling is obviously necessary to do the mitzvah. He has to go where the person is held captive to redeem him, to get him back. So the Mora says, when a person will be traveling to do that on Sukkos, he's not mechuyev to eat in a sukkah because he's traveling for the purpose of a mitzvah. So here we see that the travel itself, since it's done because he's commanded to do so, to be able to do the mitzvah, that's considered being oisik b'mitzvah to relieve himself from other responsibilities. The loikein litzoy b'shabbos u'b'leches. The Mora says that the fact that it says v'latachov b'derech u'b'shoch b'chov k'mecho uses the language constantly of the possessive of the in the second person, you're traveling, you're going, you're sitting, etc., indicates that if a person is doing so because of a mitzvah, person is not chayiv. We will talk about, it seems to be more than one limud, what do we need these two limudim for? Now, but he comes in and he says, he qualifies, the chayyadim qualifies this halacha. This halacha, that you're a potter when you're doing mitzvah A from mitzvah B, is that mitzvah B will come with some type of effort to take you out of mitzvah A. Kagayin shluchei mitzvah besukis the potter ben hasukkah. The people who are traveling to do a mitzvah are potter from a sukkah. I feel b'layla. Av b'shenim holchem b'layla. Even at nighttime when they paused their trip. So arguably they should, right now they're not being oisik in a mitzvah, they should go make a sukkah. Well, there's a tircha to make a sukkah. And that tircha would in some way diminish their energy and their ability to get some sleep and be able to be fresh for their mitzvah in the morning. So even in the time when they're not actively being oisik in the mitzvah, since there's a tircha involved, they are relieved from their chiyuv to do the mitzvah. If they're going to have to seek after a sukkah at nighttime, so then they are going to be, that would in some way diminish their shlichus of the following day, and therefore they are not chayav to do so. It says, v'chein ha'chaver kever l'meis, a person that's digging a grave, a meshamer meis, a person who is watching the meis, Al Bishaino Mace, even though it's not his own personal mace, it's not his relative. Al Bisha Noch Ma'at, he's taking a rest. Potter Mikriyashma Vatfilah. During that time, he's not Machib to do Kriyashma and Tfilah because he needs the rest right now. He needs the energy to do these other processes. Al Yimsa Sukkah Asuya Bimalon, a person who comes to the hotel, and there's a Sukkah already made. There's no effort involved. It's easy for him to do the mitzvah. He can do the mitzvah of eating his dinner. He can eat his dinner in the sukkah just as easily as eat in the house. in the building, chayiv b'sukkah, then of course he's chayiv in the sukkah. So he's potter from the second mitzvah because there's a tirka involved, and that's in some way going to take away from the first mitzvah. But if the second mitzvah does not involve any tirka, and therefore it does not diminish to the first mitzvah in any way, shape, or form, the chayim is saying that one is chayiv. Now we're going to have to clarify some of these points because not all of these points are agreed upon by all of the Rishonim, and we're just considering now the basic points of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim continues, Mr. Shem, we will continue the end of the language of the Chayyadim himself, and then we'll talk about some of the background and the opinion of the different Rishonim in this regard in the upcoming Shurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.